Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are visiting with Norma Hemphill and Rod Schuler, and we're going to be talking about a cancer support and discussion group. So good morning to you, first of all, Norma.
Good morning.
Norma, well, I want to start with you telling us about the time and the place. When is this meeting held?
This meeting is held on the third Monday evening of the month at 7 o'clock. And we have the meeting at the First Church of Christ. It's on Southwest 7th, out there south of where Pomida used to be.
Okay.
And with the exception of December. December, we will not have a meeting because everybody's going to be busy with Christmas.
Right. And we'll let people know again here before we get done when that is. But we need people to mark it on their calendars if they think they're interested. Is there a fee?
There is no fee, and there is no cut-and-dried program. It is a cancer support and discussion group that we encourage anyone who has gone through cancer or has a family member gone through cancer or is someone who is past, you know, on the downhill side, I guess, and has gone through the treatment but just would like to get together with them and their loved ones and just to support one another and discuss it. And because of what Rod and I have both experienced, we just felt a heart to reach out to people and just to share.
Okay. And good morning to you, Rod.
Good morning.
Rod, tell us a little bit about, if I come to this group, what's going to happen? What, as I walk in the door, what's going to happen?
Well, we normally start, like Norma said, around 7 o'clock. And if we have several people there, some new people, we like to kind of get to know them and know their history, where they've been at in their cancer walk, and give them an opportunity to share with, share that, and vice versa, us with them briefly on where we're at, and to uplift one another.
Yeah. And I think when you share that, I think maybe that helps people feel more comfortable with what they might want to say, but it's all pretty relaxed, right?
It is. It is. As far as, like you said, we all are in the same boat. We've all been there. We've had cancer treatments and so forth, and something there where it's a pretty relaxed atmosphere, and we just want people to feel comfortable and to vent and to express what they've gone through, and sometimes it takes listening ears to do that, and that's what we're there for, to help.
Now, you said to vent, so, and some people are very angry. Other people have, maybe they're finished with treatments and they're very happy, and people have all kinds of emotions to express.
Yeah, that's where attitude is very important going through cancer, the treatments and so forth, and that's what we try to share. We have some different materials that I may read that may help on that part. We try to be half full and not half empty, I guess, type of attitude. And there's just a lot of good material. And and I know Norma and my faith has been very strong, and we like to share that too. Just there's a lot of neat scriptures that can give us a lot of upbeat.
And I understand you have visited with some other groups. You sort of, when you were thinking about doing this, you kind of found out what some other people were doing.
We visited with the Harlan Community Hospital up there, and they had a group that was going on, and visited with the Atlantic Hospital. They did not have anything going on at this time in Cass County. We wanted to find out kind of how the different groups were handling this, and the Harlan group is more maybe a little more structured than what Norma and I had intent on doing, but we were just wanting to focus more or less on the visiting, discussion, the support part of it, and sharing and listening and trying to help in that type of manner.
So at this point, you don't have any speakers, you don't have a set program. It's kind of like come and talk.
Just common folk there.
Listen.
You and know, listen, so. Correct.
Norma, I think we're all willing to kind of share. I mean, you guys are obviously willing to share because you've set this up. Let's talk a little bit about your situations.
Okay. Early in 2000, I was diagnosed with an inflammatory breast cancer, and it was inoperable at the time. And very traumatic to our family, but I went through 4 rounds of chemo before they could even do surgery. And then they did the bilateral surgery, and then we decided the tests still weren't very optimistic at that point in time, so we decided a stem cell transplant was the better route to go. I know I felt like I needed to do the very most aggressive type of treatment at that time. I didn't want to look back later and regret that I hadn't been more aggressive. So I had a stem cell transplant in 2000, and then I followed that up with radiation, so it took most of the year. I was just completely consumed in 2000 with cancer treatment. But 11 years later, I'm doing well, still getting my quarterly checkups and getting good reports.
Good, good. And, you know, that just, to me, somebody like you is sort of your mentor, your role model to say, hey, you can get through all of this and still have a good life. That doesn't happen for everybody, but it is possible. We need to look at those possibilities.
It is possible. Yeah. I just had a dear friend who was going through cancer treatment this summer, and she was struggling with the chemo, and she mentioned that it was uplifting to see someone who's come through it, and you're back doing normal things, and you've got hair, and
right.
things like that.
Comes back. How about your situation, Rod?
Well, I was diagnosed back in 2009, March of 2009, with a rare type cancer, thymic carcinoma, and had surgery to remove the tumor in my chest cavity there, and then shortly after that had rounds with chemo. That was most of spring and summer of 2009, and then had some tests done the latter part of that year, and started on radiation and chemo because some things had come back. But since January of 2010, things have been good. Nothing has changed. I can live with no change. That's very good. But,
that's right. And those cancer cells are there. I mean, everybody has cancer cells. It's just whether they're going to be active or not.
Right.
And I had colon cancer. I had treatments last year, ended in November. And so far, the tests are all really good. So we can all, we always just go, hey, one more test, one more round to go of being cancer dormant. Not
right.
Cancer-free, cancer dormant, right?
Yeah, we can, the dormant part's fine, and that's what we just hope and pray every time we have a test there that it's still just dormant.
Right, exactly. And Norma, as you've visited with some folks, you know, how do you see, you know, in your group, do you feel like they're going away with their load lifted a little bit maybe, or is that very different from for different people?
For the most part, I think we've both felt like their load's been lifted, and we've had some very consistent parties come back. So we feel like they've found that to be a benefit for them. One time we just had just a wife come. Her husband was too ill to come, and we felt like that time particularly was a very small group. Actually, there was just Rod, I, and she. But we felt like that was a blessing because she really did open up, and I felt secure in knowing that her load was lifted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes being in a small group is maybe a real positive thing rather than having lots of people in the room. What do you think,
Well,
Rod?
Some people may think it's intimidating, maybe just the only person there. But in this situation, this individual said that she didn't talk much in a large group, and she felt very comfortable. And she said it was great just to open up and so that type of thing. So that worked out well that evening.
Yes, and that has to make both of you, Norma and Rod, feel really good about the time and effort you're putting into this. And, you know, you haven't been at this very long, so we need to let people know that you're out there. So, again, Norma, give us the details about where and when.
Yes, it is at the First Church of Christ, and it's on Southwest 7th Street out south of Atlantic there, and it is at 7 o'clock the third Monday of each month. And just we invite everybody who has cancer or family members or loved ones who's working with them through the cancer. or going through through the treatments right now, that's an optimum time, I think, to come, because at that point in time, when you're going through the treatments, life is so uncertain that the support group, I think, could be a real advantage for most anyone out there.
If you want to be reminded about the Cancer Support and Discussion Group, it is on the Daily Diary website on KJN, and you have some phone numbers. You said people could call you, Norma?
You bet, I do. Rod's number, he lives here in Atlantic, and that is 243-2532, and I am from Griswold, and my number is 778-2379. Would love to have anyone call. We would be glad to meet with people outside of the regular programmed meeting as well. If someone would be more comfortable with that, Rod or I, either one, would be happy to meet with them.
Okay, great. Thank you very much to Rod Schuler and Norma Hamhill for being here and telling us about the Cancer Support and Discussion Group.
Thank you for having us.
Until next time, here's a thought. We rarely know everything about a situation, but know all you can.